Title: Two New Cybersecurity Proposed Rules Mean Big Changes for Federal Contractors. Content: On October 3, 2023, the FAR Council released two long-awaited proposed rules for federal contractor cybersecurity stemming from the Biden administration's Cybersecurity Executive Order from May 2021, Executive Order 14028. The proposed rules relate to cyber threat and incident reporting and information sharing, FAR Case 2021-017, and standardizing cybersecurity requirements for unclassified federal information systems, FAR Case 2021-019. The comment period for both rules is currently open and is scheduled to close on December 4, 2023. There is a lot to unpack in the proposed rules. We summarize and highlight key points below. Cyber threat and incident reporting and information sharing, FAR Case 2021-017. This proposed rule is meant to apply to contracts where information and communications technology, ICT, is used or provided in the performance of the contract. It includes numerous updated definitions, requirements, and representations relating to contractor cybersecurity. The representations and requirements are not limited to incident reporting and information sharing. They also include preparation and maintenance activities, enhanced collaboration with agencies, and subcontractor compliance. Updates to relevant terms and definitions. The proposed rule includes new definitions for IoT devices, operational technology, telecommunications equipment, telecommunications services, and security incident to be included in FAR 2.101. Items to note: information and communications technology. This updated definition includes additional examples of ICT, including telecommunications services, electronic media, IoT devices, and operational technology, telecommunications equipment, and telecommunications services. These new definitions may help inform contractor compliance with FAR requirements relating to Section 889, which implement prohibitions on supply and use of covered telecommunications equipment and services. Notably absent from those FAR provisions is a definition for these terms: security incident. This definition mirrors a similar provision in FISMA, but also includes as an incident the transfer of classified or controlled unclassified information, CUI, onto a system that is not accredited or authorized at the appropriate security level. This is likely to cause headaches for contractors and agency personnel, as there is not yet a FAR rule specifying requirements for protection of CUI in non-federal systems or clear accreditation or authorization rules for such systems. New requirements for federal contractors. The proposed rule prescribes new requirements, including software bills of materials, SBOM. Federal contractors will be required to develop and maintain a software bill of materials, SBOM, for any software used in contract performance. Other preparation and maintenance activities include subscribing to automated indicator sharing, AIS, capability and sharing cyber threat indicators using AIS during performance. IPv6 implementation. Federal contractors will be required to complete Internet Protocol Version 6, IPv6, implementation activities in accordance with OMB Memorandum M21-07, completing the transition to Internet Protocol Version 6, November 19, 2020. CISA engagement services. Federal contractors will be required to allow access and cooperate with CISA for purposes of threat hunting and incident response. The rule notes that recommendations from CISA are to be implemented only after consultation between the contractor and the agency. Access to contractor information and systems. In the event of a security incident, federal contractors will be required to provide CISA, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the contracting agency with full access to applicable contractor information, information systems, and personnel. Operations in a foreign country. The FAR Council recognizes that contractors operating in a foreign country may be subject to multiple requirements and added complexity. The proposed rule seeks specific feedback on barriers for companies that operate outside the United States. Security incident reporting harmonization. Federal contractors will be required to report security incidents through the CISA incident reporting portal within 8 hours of discovery and to provide updates every 72 hours thereafter until the incident is eradicated.